Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us once again, the one and only Corey Taylor. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for checking in. Obviously, a million things going on with you as usual. Stone Sour's two-part concept album out there, of course, House of Golden Bones, part one and two. You're on the road for another week or so. And, you know, so many things going on. You've been doing this for so long, Corey. I got to ask you, like, how do you feel that you're most different from, like, the kid in your 20s who recorded the first Slipknot album back in 99? And are you, like, conscious of how you've changed as a performer and songwriter since then?
Well, I can do more leg lifts. You know, I think that's the key to staying relevant is the amount of leg lifts that you can do in your career. You know, like when I first started, I could only do about 15, and now I'm up to at least 96. You know, depending on the day, the weather, you know, I stretch out. You know, I mean, wait a minute, that's not really the question, is it? No, it's not. It's I don't know. You know, it's the great thing about, you know, being able to do something as long as I've been able to is that you learn from the stuff that you've done before. And when you get away with as much as I've been able to, you get really used to taking risks, you know. And I don't think a lot of artists get to do that. I think they get pigeonholed, and it seems like they're stuck in a rut where they have to keep writing the same stuff over and over and over. And I think with both Slipknot and with Stone Sour, we set the tone where, you know, we let people know right out of the gate that, you know, don't get used to what you're hearing because it's going to change. You know, like we've always tried to push the boundaries and really change the styles that we try. You know, we've taken risks, and I think that's paid off for the fact that, you know, after God, what is it, 16 years I've been able to do this professionally. You know, people still keep listening. You know, so I think there's. It keeps everything fresh, keeps everything relevant. So I've been really lucky in the fact that I've been able to continue to take risks and try new things.
Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor with us on the show. Let's play a track off the latest Stone Sour release. This is Absolute Zero. Norma Jean, that was Sword in Mouth, Fire Eyes. Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor with us on the show again. Stone Sour releases the two-part concept album House of Golden Bones, part one and two, are out there. And the band's on tour for about another week or so. And Corey, some great songwriters say the creative process is an excruciating and difficult task. Others say they're just fortunate to be channeling some sort of divine inspiration. Which is it for you?
Well, it's nothing that cool. But, you know, I don't know. You know, I think it comes down to what you want to say, you know, because I'm kind of lucky in the fact that, you know, I can take something that's in my head and write it down, or I can listen to a piece of music that somebody else has written and try to tap into what the music's saying, you know, and try just kind of, you know, follow that. You know, I mean, 9 times out of 10, I'm just kind of following it where the music takes me. So, I don't know, you know, I think it comes down to what you want to say, and I think it takes practice to really nail down the essence of what you're trying to say. You know, I mean, I've been writing songs since I was 12 years old, so I've had a long time to really kind of cut my teeth and get to the point where when I hear something, I instantly know what I want to say with it or how I want to say with it, and also try to make it different and make it fresh. So I don't know if it's, you know, channeling the inner muse or, you know, trying to be artistic just because it's art. As a writer, as a lyricist, you know, you're just trying to make sure that you're not repeating yourself. And, you know, that's a danger for a lot of people. So for me, I just try to keep taking corners and you know, trying to find new paths.
Full Metal Jackie with Corey Taylor from Slipknot and Stone Sour with us on the show tonight. Quick break. Coming up, though, music from Slipknot, some Architects UK, Josta's weekly pick from the pit happens right after this. That was Trumbull with At the End of My Days, a song off their self-titled album, which did great things for metal and remains one of the darkest, thrashiest doom albums today. Full Metal Jackie with Corey Taylor on the show with us. And Corey, it's pretty well documented that recording the second Slipknot album, Iowa, was tumultuous. The last several years have been transitional for the band too. What did you learn while making that album that will make doing this next one a good process?
Well, I definitely learned that, you know, there are limits to how far you can push yourself. You know, when you go that far off the reservation, and you see that there is definitely an abyss that you can steer into, it makes you pull back a little bit and go, whoa, hold on a second. If I go any further, that's a permanent vacation, you know? So for me, and I can't speak for the rest of the guys, but I know for me, it was definitely, you know, probably the darkest time in my life, that I was able to kind of transition and turn into some insane and wonderful lyrics. But, you know, you can't spend a lot of time on that edge, or it gets to be, you know, something that's a little too enticing, you know? So for me, I guess I learned to, you know, visit that edge, but don't live on it, you know, because that's not life. You know, when you're constantly walking that edge, you're just kind of, you know, just trying to figure out which side of the fence you're going to fall on. And I didn't want to be that, you know. I wanted to get more out of my life than just, you know, seeing how far I can push the envelope. So, the thing that I learned the most was, you know, be able to kind of tap into that darkness, but don't live in it. Don't exist for it. You know, there are better things in life that you have to live for.
Full Metal Jackie with Corey Taylor from Slipknot and Stone Sour. We're going to have music from Slipknot coming up this hour. Also, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll have Corey pick a tune or two. It's all on the way, so stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Corey Taylor. And Corey, between Slipknot and Stone Sour, performing with other artists, writing books, it seems like you're always busy. What do you do to decompress, or is the relaxation actually the process of working itself?
You know, the thing that I've learned is that you kind of have to strike when you're feeling it. You know, a lot of people say strike when the iron's hot, but there's only so, you kind of have to wait for that to happen. You know, for me, the real lesson that I've learned is that if you're not feeling it, get away from it. You know, so I only sit down and write lyrics when I feel that inspiration coming on. And, you know, it may take a little longer, but it definitely feels better. So I've had to teach myself that when you're not feeling it, you shouldn't write anything down, because you're going to end up coming back and rewriting it later. Whereas if you write when you're feeling something, when you're really kind of in the streak, then that's when you're going to get your best stuff. So, you know, I've had to really kind of make myself, you know, give myself timeouts and get away from stuff and you know, keep myself entertained. I either, you know, hang out with family, or I sit down and watch TV and just kind of unplug for a little bit and then go back to it. I think that's the best way to be the most creative and to have the most poignant thoughts that you can get down on paper.
Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor from Slipknot and Stone Sour is with us on the show. Coming up, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, where each week a different member of our favorite animated metal band, Death Clock, picks and introduces a tune. That's coming up, and of course, more with Corey Taylor. Stick around. That was Molotov. New music from For Today and their album Fight the Silence, which just came out this week. It's Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor with us on the show. And Corey, what can you tell us about Fear Clinic?
Fear Clinic, man, that was a blast. I was approached by Robert Trujillo, because his friend Robert Hall was the director for Fear Clinic, and Rob had actually offered Robert the part, but Trujillo couldn't do it. He was going to Antarctica with Metallica, and he said, you know, who's somebody that you would love to work with? And I guess Rob said Corey Taylor. So he put us in touch. And within 2 weeks I was on the set. So it was pretty sweet. You know, I'd always said that I wanted to be in a movie and try my hand at it. And it was kind of like the perfect opportunity. You know, I got to hang out with Robert Englund. I got to hang out with, Fiona Dorif. I mean, it was just a fantastic learning experience. You know, I learned a lot just from watching everybody, you know, and I really got into it. I grew a mustache for the part so I could look extra creepy. And I just had a super blast with it, you know. I mean, you always want to do something you love. And, you know, I could definitely see myself doing more of that stuff in the future.
Awesome. And that's supposed to be out Halloween time, yeah?
Yeah, around Halloween. I know they're going to do some sneak previews at some of, like, the various film festivals and whatnot. But I think they're still in the post-production stage of things. And if it comes out half as killer as the raw footage that I saw, man, it's going to be a blasty blast. Like, I'm really stoked. I can't wait for people to see it.
Awesome. Well, look out for that one. We'll keep you posted. Corey, really appreciate you being on the show again. And House of Golden Bones, part 1 and 2, out in stores and see the band on the road for just about another week or so. So thank you so much, Corey.
No worries.